This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Red Brown. A company which offers homework help online is suing Google's parent company, Alphabet, saying the company's AI summary tool is costing it business. So, Red, this is a company called Chegg. It's based in Santa Clara. Tell us a little bit more about the lawsuit.
Well, basically what Chegg is alleging is that the Google AI reviews that we're all probably quite familiar with whenever we try to search something is more or less kind of siphoning off a lot of the web traffic that would have gone to Chegg. So, you know, when someone Googles a homework question in the past, maybe they would have been Chegg would have been one of the first or second options, at least in Chegg's view. But now, you know, that AI review overview of the answer is kind of quite high up and pretty much gives their users everything they need, and there's no need to kind of eventually go to Chegg. At least it's what they're alleging.
Okay, so it's like they're further down on the list, and it's like, why bother keep going to your third or fourth choice if you can just make do with number one?
Or yeah, I mean, your answer might already be answered, right? I mean, your question might already be answered by the overview. And additionally, Chegg is also kind of trying to make the point that that Google AI overview is using information from Chegg. So, you know, you're not even ever going to need to get to Chegg when everything that you need as a user, at least, you can't really blame the user in this case, is right there at the top of your page.
Can Chegg prove or say that their answers are better?
I don't know. That's probably going to be a topic of discussion in the eventual court proceedings. I think that they would make that claim. But, yeah, difficult to say from our vantage point right now.
So what is Google's response?
Google, in short, they call the claims meritless and basically kind of try to lean on the fact that, they're providing users with what they want, right? So they're giving them people the answers to their questions. And they also say that you know, billions of people are clicking through their AI overviews. I think in the past they said that there's even increased click-through when it comes to those overviews. You know, people see them and then still end up navigating to the websites, kind of refuting exactly the things that Chegg is trying to claim.
Okay, a federal judge ruled last year that Google had an illegal monopoly in the search market. So what did the company do to make the changes since then?
I'm not too sure what changes they've made since then, but I guess one thing that we have seen change is that it has kind of emboldened some of these smaller companies like Chegg, and also Yelp sued the search giant as well for antitrust. So I guess the change that maybe is more meaningful for the time being is the response from other companies feeling a little bit more emboldened to take on Google.
That is Bloomberg's Red Brown. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.